Welcome to Nowhere to Run with Christopher White.
Everyone, thanks for tuning in to Nowhere to Run. My name is Chris. You can go to the website, which is nowheretorunradio.com, and you can email me at Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at conspiracyclose.com. Okay, let's just get right into it here. In this show, I wanted to talk a little bit about crop circles. Somebody just sent me something about a crop circle, and, you know, I've heard about them for a long time. I'm not really sure that anybody could exist in today's pop culture world and not know what a crop circle is, and I think in a way that is a red flag in itself. You can't watch the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or the Sci-Fi Network or really any cable or non-cable news network. They've all had some sort of special on crop circles at one time or another, often leaving the viewer with the idea that creates the kind of... Let me give you a quote from one of the crop circle websites here. And I think this is the kind of attitude that these shows often leave you with, which is, Colin Andrews said that crop circles are giving us a spiritual nudge, a push towards a higher aspirations of peace and enlightenment. We are being challenged to learn, he says, and the tools of our instruction are ancient spiritual symbols, mandalas, or other innate natural patterns. We are being given a wake-up call, and it's our responsibility to acknowledge the message and take action. Let me read another one. Crop formations have been called temporary temples, and it's fitting that they should show an affinity for places which for millennia have been centers of worship and spiritual focus. In South Africa, crop circles are great circles of the gods. When a circle appears, people erect a fence around it and perform dances and other sacred rituals honoring the Earth Mother and the star gods. Okay, well, this gives you an idea. And let's not just say, okay, well, that's just proved something, because it doesn't. I just want to give you the general idea that is out there. And if you go to a crop circle website, if you are interested in crop circles, you've been tantalized by any number of the television shows that encourage you to figure out what the deal is, then you will be met with the sites that are constantly pushing this very, non-subtle, hardcore spiritual agenda that is like, you know, you've got to, go to any crop circle website right now and you will inevitably be met with, advertisements about, doing some sort of spiritual connection with spirits or something like that. And most of you that would be, into that kind of thing are saying, well, what if it's true? What if these are symbols that are trying to teach us something and that we are need to take, listen to what they're saying and figure it out and calculate what it is that these symbols mean? I would say the most, the biggest problem I have with it is that a huge majority of these symbols are ones that you should recognize. Pentagrams, pyramids, pyramids with eyes in it, just eye. All three together is a real big combination, a pentagram with a pyramid with the eye in the middle. These are very complex sometimes. Fractals is a very common thing that they are. I've noticed this for a while, and I've noticed that when it comes down to it, most people, like they do in the truth movement, like Jordan Maxwell or Michael Tesarian might do, First baby steps to the truth movement is you got to learn your symbols, got to get in there and really learn those Masonic symbols. And so in a way that helps us, I guess. I'm not encouraging anybody to do it by any means. I'm just saying most of us have. It's like an entry level thing. You got to learn your symbols, corporate symbols and blah, blah, blah. But then eventually it's kind of Stockholm syndrome. You're told to revere those symbols because after all, there is something very special about the pyramids and that eye, what exactly does that mean anyway, And so if you see an eye on a pyramid in a crop circle, you might be like, Now, what is that all about, really, anyway? Do they have some sort of knowledge there at the Masons? I mean, they're the ones that, you know, like that symbol. What does it mean? You know, maybe I can learn a little bit about it. And before too long, you're tattooing Ankhs on your arm or, you know, what have you. You know, some sort of Egyptian thing just because it's cool. You feel that they know something. There's some secret hidden knowledge you can't quite put your finger on. But if one was so industrious as to try to figure out what that ancient knowledge is, what does that eye on the pyramid represent? It is so intoxicating. I mean, the idea of lost knowledge. But it's the road that's the issue. It's the going down the road is not the destination. Because you'll never reach the destination. If you ever do figure out what the eye of the pyramid really represents and you're on the inside looking out, you've gone too far. I mean, most people probably are told one thing or another. I'm not saying that I absolutely know for certain what the mystery schools believe it is, but I will tell you that there is enough information out there to say that it's all pointing back to Lucifer. No matter what particular symbolism you try to put on it at that point. Oh, he was just a good angel that wanted to give us knowledge. Or he was, that's not a real being. It was just this primordial knowing called Lucifer that was a symbol in the garden. And really, it was a good thing. You know, it doesn't matter which variation they take on it. Because ultimately, that's what they all would agree that it is. So, that brings in an interesting question about, what in the world are crop circles? And I'm going to put forth a theory. This is something that I have felt kind of, without really putting a lot of thought into it before. It's just kind of what I've assumed the last few years of what crop circles were. You know, I've heard all the different anomalies that come with crop circles, and they all seem to fit in with this theory. And I just did, you know, a quick search on it. Came up with a French website, which is really well-researched and well-documented as far as referencing stuff and things like that in a real scientific manner. And I find that I wouldn't have even done this show if I thought that more people thought about this, because I was kind of assuming when I Googled this to just find out that most people assumed this was what it was, but there was so very few people that assumed this is what it was. In fact, there was a pretty substantial campaign to debunk what I'm about to say. And I mean, I wouldn't say substantial. In fact, what I mean by that is the old site Crystal Links, which you'll find over and over and over again as you delve into what exactly is this secret knowledge. Keep coming back to Crystal Links, usually. But and I'm not saying they know anything. I mean, they're just there. They're guiding people into you know, these things, but they in a bad negative way. They had a quick debunking of this that it seems like that's the cookie cutter debunking. People copy and paste that same thing for this issue. And we'll go over that because it's really a weak argument compared with the substantial evidence for it to be the actual reason for it. And obviously we'll find out exactly why they would want to debunk it. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start. I'm just going to read from this website, and it is, for anybody that's listening, I will just read it out. It's kind of a lengthy thing. If you want to jot it down, you can, but I will link it in the show notes. It's www.ovnis.ataferee.com/5_crop_circles.htm, and you can rewind this if you need to get that again. And this is a French website. This is translated into English, so I'm not sure how good it's going to be as far as speaking, but I think it's pretty good. Okay, the title of it is it doesn't say quite right here, but anyway. These have been observed mainly in the south of England, Hampshire, Wiltshire, since the 60s, and most recently all over the world. To the present day, their number has been estimated to be at least 5,000. In the beginning, it was a question of ears of wheat found flattened down to ground level in the form of a circle. Since then, the phenomena has become considerably complex and diversified. Nowadays, the patterns found in fields are large, up up to some hundreds of meters in size and complex geometric shapes, completed in a very short time, such as less than a half a minute. Many hypotheses have been examined, including that of extraterrestrials, because UFOs have often been observed in the vicinity, sometimes casting luminous ray towards the ground. And all of this is very well referenced. There's all kinds of links to references on this article, which I'll link in the show notes. It is likely that these geometric designs are due to the firing of an aerial military microwave cannon piloted by computer. The arguments supporting this view are as follows. Why microwaves? Researched by Dr. Levengood of the BLT research team, an American biophysicist, corroborated by an analysis of Ken Larson, a British biologist, has shown that the way in which the stalks of wheat or rapeseed are flattened without being broken or damaged is typical of a UHF microwave effect. Thus, one can see stalks of rapeseed curving at 90 degrees, the flowers of which are still intact, although those same rapeseed stalks break easily when one attempts to bend them over by hand. The new position taken up by the plant becomes fixed. It continues to grow horizontally and breaks if one tries to return it to its upright position. Phenomena of electromagnetic origin have been observed at locations, irregular compass behavior, disturbances of electrical apparatus, disturbance of radio frequencies, luminous flashes, cracking sounds, animals obviously unwell, dowsing effects, etc., numerous positive effects, spontaneous cures, feelings of peace, or negative effects, temporary paralysis, mental confusion, loss of memory, or terror, have also been observed in humans. Let us remember that certain effects could also be explained by the reaction of fertilizers or pesticides subjected to microwave radiation, a reaction which could release toxic gas. Again, all this stuff is linked to places where it says that this is in an organic phosphates journal, I guess. The appearances of luminous flashes are and the crackling sounds are not inevitably objective phenomena, and they could be only feelings induced in the brain of the witnesses by an electromagnetic field. Albert Budden gives an example of such magnetospheres. He says, if the brain of the subject is exposed to an alternating magnetic field whose frequency varies from 10 to 100 hertz and whose power varies from 200 to 1000 G, the subject will see flashes of light in the top left corner of his visual field. Citing research by L. Rutan and Pessinger and S. Corin. Also, the investigator Busty Taylor shows that examples of the plants or ground taken in a crop circle could be attracted by a simple magnet. That could be explained by the fact that the ferromagnetic particles present in the dust of the atmosphere were bound with the site of the circle after or during its creation. Some of these particles have been scrutinized under a microscope. They seem to have melted when touching the soil or the plants to create a fine cracked glaze. A bird was found within one particular formation, and its body appeared literally to have exploded, as if it had been cooked alive in a microwave oven. In other formations, some dried-out hedgehogs were discovered. Also, wheat grains are dehydrated and crunchy. They are less conductive, according to the work of Dr. Levengood. Microwave laser technology appeared during the 50s and has been improving. In keeping with the increasing complexity of the crop circles, is it a mere coincidence? More than 50% of the circles observed in England have appeared during cloudy or rainy weather. The cloud cover would allow the origin of the microwave firing to be hidden. Microwaves are able to pass through clouds and act through falling rain, and they are perhaps less damaging to the plants when it is raining. Certain patterns suggest the use of a rotating beam with a variable diameter according to the circles in question, which might correspond to either the natural or deliberate dispersion of a maser beam fired at high altitude. The diameter is estimated to be less than 300 centimeters with a distance of 200 kilometers. Why by computer? The geometric designs observed today are typical of those one can see on computers, 3D designs, fractal designs. Certain patterns are, mathematically speaking, pretty complex. And it shows here a diagram that I encourage you to check out. and you will recognize all these as fractals, as things that computers generate mathematically for the most part. You see a lot of these, but you certainly, I will also link a lot of the, it's either a fractal-oriented one like this is what we tend to see, or we see one that is one variation of what I'm about to show you, or I guess I will show you or link in the show notes, which is the occult significant ones. Continuing on Why by Computer. The designs are drawn very rapidly by day and by night, sometimes in front of witnesses who report seeing the ears of wheat flattening out in front of them in a few dozen of seconds. Three accounts of this type have been recorded up to the present day, coming from known and trustworthy witnesses. Numerous other accounts have come from, unfortunately, less trustworthy persons. Why an aerial shooting? There are no traces of access to the sites, even when the field is not lined by tractor tracks, because the crop is not sprayed or when the ground is muddy. We must remember that a field of mature rapeseed cannot be crossed on foot because the plants, as high as 1.50 meters, are tightly interwoven. There are sometimes broken or burned tree branches directly above the circles. Why by the military? HPM, high-power microwave technology, is used by the military today for destroying enemy electronic equipment. President Reagan's Star Wars SDI proposed the setting up of various anti-missile laser devices. Let us mention only the GBL, ground-based laser, a ground cannon aimed at reflecting satellite, which sends a light beam to combat satellite mirror, and the SBL, space-based laser, which aims directly at the target. Even if the global project has been abandoned, some of its devices may have been completed on a small scale. The firing can also be carried out from a plane, airborne laser, or dirigible balloon positioned at the height of 20 kilometers and stabilized, for example, by ionic propulsion engines. As the reader will appreciate, the necessary technical means appear to be accessible only to the military. In 1991, a design appeared in front of the county residence of British Prime Minister John Major, pointing towards the house. Obviously, this dwelling was under strict surveillance because of fear of the IRA terrorist attacks. What other organization, apart from the Secret Services, would be behind such a design? Numerous crop circles have also been observed in fenced military areas under surveillance. The military wished to maintain the belief in extraterrestrials and are carrying out psychological warfare tests. They have the means for decoying the observers with fake saucers so that the circles will be attributed to extraterrestrials. The military secret services are not held back by the risk of killing. Unfortunately, the circles have already produced one victim. On the 22nd of October 1987, as a jet was passing over a crop circle, the pilot ejected and was then detached himself from his parachute before hitting the ground. Some aerial photographers reported that the designs have a noticeable influence on them and on the aircraft controls when it's flying above them. The British military is cooperating extensively with the American military and may have agreed to use its land. The authentic formations have, of course, led to numerous imitations, which were at first rare and clumsy, but nowadays more common and sometimes impressive. If the hoaxers have worked as a team for long hours, competitions have been organized, but no hoaxes have been able to withstand close scrutiny. In order to distinguish an authentic pattern from a hoax, investigators concentrate mainly on the bending of the plant's stalk at its base. The plant having always to remain unbroken, something which imitators find impossible to achieve as they tread down their designs in all directions during its making. Freddy Silva sometimes used an infrared photography on which one must see appearances, appear traces of disturbances in the spread of water within the soil if the design has really been created by heat-inducing rays. Debbie Benstead and other researchers often clearly identify a metallic taste in their mouths when they walk around with an authentic formation, which could be due to a residual electromagnetic field interfering with the tooth filling inside her mouth. In 1991, according to the research by George Wingfield, the CIA and the British Ministry of Defense secretly persuaded two retired gentlemen, David Corley and Douglas Bauer, to declare that they were the authors of the crop circles, that they had that had been observed to date, without providing evidence to support their statement. With this explanation clearly insufficient, some agricultural students made their appearance, claiming that they were making circles. Now this is almost admitted. Now it is almost admitted that microwaves are involved. We are to see appear in the media a group of scientist hoaxers who make designs in the fields for their telecommunication satellites. And that is available on this website, which I'll link in the show notes. Okay, now I'm going to read the rebuttal from crystallinks.com. Crystallinks.com is kind of the home to all things New Age. They would be not, they're obviously opposed to this idea because they are very much in support of the idea that aliens from outer space are trying to teach us about pentagrams and pyramids and eyes. I know, I'm being facetious, but it's interesting that the first three lines of this are essentially saying, well, yeah, it is basically would explain everything, but I'll just read. Another hypothesis is that a man-made satellite in Earth orbit is using some kind of beam, e.g. microwave, to create the design. Heating stems of wheat with a short, intense burst of microwave energy can produce wilting similar to that in a crop circle. Flattened stems have often have the bend just below the stem node, and also may feature blackened burn holes indicative of intense heating. Microwave heating has been shown to be capable of producing these effects. It is postulated by believers of this theory that the U.S. Pentagon Star Wars program has a satellite capable of delivering such a microwave beam. Okay, so they basically said, well, yes, they could. The military essentially could do this with the stated microwave technology. It could do exactly this, is what they're saying. But then they say, however, there is a reasonable counterargument to this, stating that there was no traces of the supposed radiation detected in the crop circles. I guess they're speaking broadly of all crop circles here, I'm not sure. But they say crops that were bent using the microwave technique showed all signs of various radiations and moisture differences. The original crops in the crop circle showed no abnormalities compared to the normal crops, except for being mysteriously bent. I would have to say, if your answer is that some of them don't have radiation, there would have to be obviously, because clearly that other study said that a lot of them did, and it would obviously be determinant on the time after that you measured the radiation. So if you found one that didn't have radiation, it wouldn't mean that it necessarily wasn't radiated at one time. It would be totally dependent on the time that you measured the radiation. And another argument, counter-argument to that, I mean, they just sat there and admitted that it's totally possible that they could. So if their only thing is that, well, some of them don't have radiation, I would say you don't necessarily know all the things that they can do. If you know that they have a weapon that can do it that causes radiation, why wouldn't they just have one that doesn't cause radiation of the similar technique? You know, I mean, that's a guess, admittedly, on my part, but I just see it as a weak argument to say it can't be because some of them don't have radiation, although they show every other thing that's happened to it except for lack of radiation, and they don't seem to say here, and these were measured at the same time after it had been done. They don't mention any of that, so it seems like in explaining it away after they just totally validated it. And then their next point is just ignorant is what I would say. It says, furthermore, the Star Wars theory leads to the question, why would a U.S. military satellite be making patterns in the crops across the world? Such activity would either be a matter of official policy, in which case the question is why. Are they bored? Military personnel would be tantamount to firing a major, highly secret weapon near populated areas and would surely be subject of perpetrators with harshly disciplined action. So this is essentially saying it can't be true because the government, why would the government want to do that? That just means you don't have an idea why the government would want to do that. It doesn't mean, I mean, all of a sudden these people got extremely trusting of the government when it comes to this. I just don't understand. I think that it is something that the listeners of this show would be hip to, but would probably require a little bit more explanation for somebody that is hopping mad at me right now saying, you know, what are you talking about? The government doesn't want us to know about UFOs. They have these files, and they keep it all hidden from us, and it's the one thing they don't want us to know, and, oh, you know, they're trying to keep it hidden from us because they don't want us to know because it would blah, 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 blah. I mean, that is ignorant, is because I would say that you have to analyze what's being fed to you. You have to analyze what's on the TV and on every single movie that you've watched, on every single music that you listen to. You have to analyze what Lawrence Rockefeller did when he's the guy that set up the whole idea of let's go find disclosure. They're not telling us what it is. The government doesn't want you to know. It doesn't want you to know about it. I would go try to learn about it if I were you, because the government doesn't want you to learn about it. I mean, if you got the Rockefellers are the primary ones behind things like that, behind things like the War of the Worlds with Orson Welles and, you know, all these situations, the first kind of introduction to the alien concept to pop culture, and then ever since then, you can't tell me that this whole alien thing isn't promulgated by the government. Take Bill Cooper, for example, that's how he woke up to the information that I think eventually got him killed, which was that he was being played to go on the UFO circuit, and he found out that a lot of those people on the UFO circuit were directly involved in a lot of military intelligence things. That the military intelligence was the primary player in the UFO, conferences and things like that. And you can't tell me that if you go to a UFO conference, you're not met with the crystal rolling new age crowd. I mean, listen to Joe Jordan's testimony and things like that. That's why you constantly have this issue with the aliens, new age are so wrapped up, because the agenda is so very, very close to one another. Because, and in order to really explain what I mean by that, you have to look into stuff like Joe Jordan or Guy Malone or the Ancient of Days conference stuff or Michael Heiser or Jim Wilhelmsen, and those kinds of things. You just got to get in there and see what I'm talking about. Because there's another side of that story that's really, really profound. I did an interview with Joe Jordan. You could probably Google that, Nowhere to Run, Joe Jordan interview, and I think that will help a little bit. But I really want to talk about the symbols in the crop circles. Pentagrams. Huge pentagrams in the crops, but they're all designed, fractally designed, wonderful pentagrams, wonderful pyramids with eyes in it. You know, they have a lot of different things like that. So I would say that is telling me something, that they are probably the high-level military intelligence people, because I'm sure that a lot of those people are into Satanism. And before you just be like, okay, Chris, no, they're not into Satanism, I would say that you have to also understand that people in the high levels like that, especially in the military, they are in danger because they are targets for spiritual influence. There's a vested interest to control men and women who have the power to build these kinds of weapons, to do these kinds of things, because they can serve the ultimate agenda, which is creating this one-world government, one-world religion that will eventually, they will put their phoenix on the throne of. But they are using people to build it up. So if you're in a position to further that agenda, you're a target. So military intelligence, with all the weaponry and all the things it has, it's a target. It's not that, well, it probably is now that Satanists, you know, are bred and brought up to be, you know, members of the military intelligence or what have you. But initially, it probably was something like a targeting of them, supernatural things and playing on their pride, saying, oh, you know, we're from the Pleiades and you're, oh, so special. Oh, we just can't even believe how special you are. Isn't it cool that you're having a supernatural experience right now? You know what this means, right? It means blah, 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 blah. You know, tell them some kind of story. Get them hooked with the idea that it's there. They're so special and, oh, my gosh, they, you know, maybe they were, you're going to do something, save the world or whatever. Before too long, they've opened, you know, very large doors in their own life to allow these entities that do have an agenda, that don't mind lying to you and presenting themselves as all kinds of different things, before too long, they are starting to advance the system. So, anyway, I guess that's pretty much all I wanted to say. It seems like there was a few more other things I wanted. Let me stop this and think for a minute. Yeah, I think that was it. So, it's kind of a short show, and I apologize if you'd already thought about that. This might be something a lot of people have already guessed, or maybe it's kind of a popular thing out there, but just in case, I thought I would be on the record to say that's what I think it is, and also on the record, it may be thought that the reason that I would be feel the need to debunk something like this is because the general idea that's spread around, which is that Christians are going to go crazy if there's aliens, it will prove them wrong and all this other stuff. And I would submit to you, first of all, that is in itself a psychological operation that's put into your head very subtly, where you would never even notice it being put into your head. Like, look at the movie Contact, the Carl Sagan issue. That the terrorist in that movie was a Christian, because, and they made it very abundantly clear that if aliens showed up, then Christians would be wrong. This is one of the main things that they're going to do in the future in order to demonize the number one enemy, the only people that really have the power spiritually to stop what's spiritually powering their system. And that is through the authority of Jesus Christ, because demonic entities are absolutely terrified of that authority for whatever reason. Well, anyway, so the issue is not that I am running away from the idea of there being aliens, because quite honestly, I don't necessarily have a problem with it. Biblically speaking, I don't have an issue with it. You could really philosophize about it for a long time, but ultimately, the Bible does not make an exclusive claim whatsoever that humanity is the only people here. I mean, you can't make a theological claim that aliens would mean that the Bible's wrong. It wouldn't. Now, I have absolutely every bit of certainty that if aliens show up, they will make it their number one order of business to tell us that this means the Bible is wrong. And we will believe them because, hey, they got the spaceships, you know. They are telling us they came from a galaxy far, far away. We don't have any reason to think that they would lie. I mean, they're here to save us from our, you know, wars, and we were destroying our planet, and I mean, it's going to be the perfect setup for a false utopia. And you are insane if you don't see how that benefits a world government, world religion, in order to put one person in total dictatorial control over this quote-unquote utopia. Nobody will be suspecting it if it's going to be utopia. Hey, sure, put them in charge. Everything's just hunky-dory now. We're in a United Galactic Federation of universal blah, blah, blah. So, I don't have a problem with there being aliens. I do know that what we call aliens right now are lying, and that they are subject to the authority of Jesus, and that people that are having very traumatic experiences with these people, not the ones that are crazy, but the ones that are genuinely having something happen, that is impacted mightily by the authority of Jesus Christ. And that's coming through those people that I mentioned, the Ancient of Days stuff with George Jordan and Jim Wilhelmsen and Guy Malone and all those guys. That is a big smoking gun that should be dealt with. Nobody's ever claimed to stop an abduction except for these guys. I'm sure the people have claimed it, but nobody has had such a repeatable experience with so many abductees. I think they're up to hundreds and hundreds of abductees that are seeking help. Go to Joe Jordan and the Alien Abduction Crisis Centers of America, the Jim Wilhelmsen site. Read through those experiences and tell me that there isn't something significant happening there. Of course, the common thing that people would say, well, sure, they're just crying out to what they believe would be helping them. I mean, it would be no different than somebody crying out to somebody that they really loved, or Buddha, or Krishna. And that would be fine if we had any evidence that that stopped abductions, but we don't. We do have evidence of these things absolutely freaking out when the authority of Christ is called on. So that is the smoking gun. And that is the thing that, you know, high-level researchers in the field told Joe Jordan, yeah, they had a lot of cases like that, but they wouldn't report them because of their credibility. Now, that is a cover-up. That's a real UFO cover-up. I don't really buy into the cover-ups that have to do with Lawrence Rockefeller going to bat for the people and trying to figure out what's in these disclosure projects. If you can't look at the disclosure project and smell a rat, I mean, especially what we see today, I mean, it seems so obvious, but you know, maybe not. So that's my entry into the question of what crop circles were. Take it or leave it. Thanks for sticking around. You can go to the website, nowheretorunradio.com.